When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
You want to tell them why we're laughing?
No,
you want to tell them, you guys, I, you guys, it's so messed up. This is just the relationship that me and my husband have. We have this relationship where people think like, oh, you guys are so mean to each other, this and this and that. But you guys don't understand, like, this is my best friend. I could be myself around him and we could joke about like some stuff and it could be dark humor. And it's so dark.
It could be dark for y'all because y'all are like, well, damn, did he just say that?
But you guys, I have been experiencing like a lot of crazy stuff lately. If anyone has experienced the same things, I was diagnosed with like hypothyroid years ago in high school. So I think because my levels have been all
feet stink.
They always stink.
You smell it?
Yes, they're stink all the time.
Dude, I have flip-flops on. I was sweating today.
So your sweaty feet stink. But anywho, I experienced these like side effects where I think my thyroid is acting up again and hasn't acted up in years, like since I think it was never Jeremiah when I was pregnant. I don't know. Anywho, I literally just said, Jay, I feel a little like lightheaded thing. And I was like, what if I were to pass out like during a podcast?
Hey, nah, I'd be like.
And he said, please don't do that because I'm going to die laughing.
First, I started laughing.
How messed because up.
Like, I started. Like,
you know, you probably would have laughed because I would laugh too if you were to pass out.
No, I'm telling you, you would.
But
I
then
know you
would.
Would
freak out.
No, I wouldn't
when
laugh.
You know, I'm not playing.
First of all, I wouldn't laugh right then and there. I would laugh after the situation, after we get you situated and stuff.
I really think sometimes we need to probably stop playing around
yeah,
with each
probably,
other
because we won't know who when to take each other.
What if something really does happen and you're literally like laughing and then like. In those times that you're laughing, you could literally be saving my life right there, but you're just laughing.
You're silly. But what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Mom Said, Dad Said. I got your host here with me, Gabby, and your boy, Jay Kelly. Hey, we're here again with another video.
Why is your forehead bleeding?
Is it bleeding right now?
It's a little bloody.
Hold on.
It's because that hairline, huh?
I gotta see. It's no, I freaking cut myself.
How?
It's not that bad. You over here tripping.
I know. Man. I was just asking why you have like blood on your
forehead.
Well,
because when you get shaven by sharp things and you don't do it the right way, it cuts you, okay? It cuts. That's what happened.
Oh, my gosh. I am so ready for our trip this weekend.
Yo, this is a much-needed trip just to get away. This is like just a weekend getaway for me and Gabby. We're going to just do, you know, have some alone time with no kids, but we are going to see some of our friends that we have down in Texas. But, yeah, it's going to be a fun time. I'm looking forward to just taking care of myself and wiping my own ass.
Look, I'm ready to unwind. I really think it's so important for if you're married or have a boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, like, you know, it's so important for date nights. It's so important to just get away for a little bit. I told my husband, hey, for Valentine's, let's go somewhere else. We always do Nashville where we stay the night in Nashville or stay the weekend in Nashville, do massages and stuff.
They be fun.
They're fun. I love it.
We normally do like, what's that place we do with the massages? We do massages like mostly every
I forgot what that place was called.
Oasis or something?
Oh, yep. It was Oasis. Oasis. We definitely go to Oasis in Nashville, and we always do our massages there. Shout out to them. They're freaking amazing. They actually know us, too.
They're like,
oh, see you next year. Like, they
know. Every year, like, and our anniversary. We go sometimes for our anniversary, but they know we come every year. Like, every year. It's crazy.
But, you guys, I think it's just so important. Like, that's one thing that me and Jay make sure, like, we work hard every single day, but we make sure that we have like our time, and it's because we're always being mom and dad, but it's important to also be husband and wife. I just think that's one thing in our marriage that works. And I know a lot of people say, like, how do you and your husband do it? I know you guys got a lot of questions, like, you know, not, like I said, not every marriage is perfect. We had our bumps on the road, but what made us stronger today is because, man,
you got a big head.
Shut up. We got
that big head taught me some things, and my big head taught you some things, and then we collided together, and we made three other big heads, and then now we gonna have a whole family with big heads. We called the Big Head Kelly family.
They got the big head from you.
Okay, and that's okay. That's okay. My sister got the biggest head of them all.
Leave her alone.
I said it, Kaylee.
Leave her alone. Yeah, the kids definitely got it from you, but I don't know. You always say I got a long head.
Yours is like Humpty Dumpty for sure. I definitely see it.
Okay, but yours is very round. Like, you look like a fucking egg. You look like a fucking egg.
I would definitely say square.
No, I think it's sometimes round. Like,
sometimes it gets round?
It gives me, like, Humpty Dumpty vibes. Like, you want to tell me I'm a Humpty Dumpty, but, like, your head is, like, shaped as a Humpty Dumpty. Like, turn this way. Yeah, you see? Humpty Dumpty. Oh my god! I really do like those designs. That
it's clean, huh? Yeah, with the little zigzags.
I told her,
I was like, I said, "Hey, just do your thing." Because she asked me, "What do you want?"
Because he got his braids done, and they look so good.
I said, "Just do your thing." I don't know. I have no idea about these.
So
like,
what?
I did some research, but I said, "Let's try the four." Like, you know what I mean, with the zigzags.
So what? You're gonna just have her do like different designs every time?
There's different.
Hair?
There's a whole bunch of
you guys. Leave a comment down below. If you guys really like his braids, I love his braids, but do you guys think you guys miss his braid, his curls, or do you guys are rocking with the braids? Look, I mean, the braids look really
guys,
clean.
Guys, right now they're small. Let my hair get longer, and the braids are going to look, I think you'll like them.
I do love it. I love your hair. I'm adjusting to it. I like your curls too, you know.
But I've always wanted to do stuff where I could say I did that.
Yeah, you got to just try new things. Dreads. Just make sure you don't go bald, because I heard it causes balding.
I got to try the bald look for a little bit, like later on. That'll be in my older, like older era. I'll try the bald look, but not right now, no. But yeah, I got to try the braids, man. I got to have the dreads. I had the dreads back in the day, you feel me? But they were clean, though. They weren't like your typical dreads. They were like the twist with the little cream on it that my mom used to put on it, and she twisted it to look all glossy and shit. Got me over here acting like Tati and stuff.
I swear, Tati has been like, you know, Tati's actually really upset, too. She was like, she found out we're going to Texas tomorrow, and she's kind of like, why are you guys going without me? Like, she expects
she
us to take
us
to
her
everywhere.
But I mean, we don't mind taking her, but
we
it's
don't.
Like not every time. Look, we
she
gotta
wants
have
to go
our
on our
time.
Dates night. Imagine taking her on one of our date weekends. Like, she would be like literally terrorizing us like
the
all day.
Time.
Like,
it'd
every
be
day.
No point of take the date word out of it.
I swear, she ain't wants no to date. Like literally be the third wheel all the time. Right. She's just gonna be a cock blocker.
We have the next. Texas trip.
I told her if we go to LA, because she wants to really go to LA, I think we should definitely. I know I've seen in the comments that you guys were telling us to go visit LA. We definitely should go to LA for one weekend.
LA? Mm. Yeah, I can mess with
that. We've never been there, and I kind of just want to experience.
I don't know. A lot of people say LA is not what it used to be, though.
Like, I know. Like, they actually said it's flooded right now, and I don't even.
I'm like, I'm is getting, it? I don't know. I haven't heard about that. But I mean, like, they keep saying L.A. is not what it is. New York, like, it's dirty and stuff there. Like,
I know,
like,
and I really want to visit New York.
I want to try. I still want to go. I'm still going to go.
People are saying,
I'm
just like, no, it's not like the videos and it's not like the pictures. It's definitely, like, all messy and stuff. And I'm like, dude, that's freaking crazy. Like, how things, you know, we don't know because we've been in Tennessee. And
yo, you know where we travel to the most? Florida, Texas. Yeah, that's about it.
We haven't gone anywhere
bro,
else.
Bro, we need to expand our horizon and stuff.
I was like, I want to go to Colorado. I want
to
go
do a lot of stuff.
I want to go like skiing and all that. Ski.
I know you didn't just say skiing. Girl, you can't even run.
Girl, boy, shut up. Let me see you fucking run. Go outside in the motherfucking house right now.
Oh, I can still run.
Let me see how you run.
I can run, but when you run, your run is probably going to look weird.
Okay, I don't care how my... Yeah, you know what? I don't care. Even when I was in high school and I hated running too then. I freaking hate running.
Yo.
I remember when my fucking track coach, literally, if he's listening to this right now, he put me in a damn 400. Mind you, I never practiced a 400 in my fucking life.
Yo.
And he literally... He said, Gabby, you're in the 400. I put you in the 400. I'm like, this man put me in a 400. I've never practiced it in my freaking life. But you guys, I am actually fast.
Nah, this girl at the last leg. Everybody knows that last 100 stretch.
Tell him what I did.
Yeah, noodle legs.
Well,
doing
Jay wasn't the whole time. Jay wasn't there. So let me explain. He put me in this damn 400.
I know you.
And I'm pretty fast, but I just never did races because I was a pole voter. Pole vaulter, if
what
I'm saying it right.
What the freak is a pole vaulter?
It's a pole vault.
I know.
So
okay.
I was in that 400 and I fucking put in my all, man. I put in my all to that 400 because I didn't want to look stupid. Everybody in the bleachers was looking at me. You know,
hey,
so
I know that
I
feeling.
Ran.
You want to make sure that you get across the finish line,
man,
and don't look stupid.
I was
but
running.
You made yourself look stupid.
I made myself look so stupid. I was like literally the talk of the fucking week. I was running so fast, you guys, for those first freaking... What is it like the first set of like fucking?
So you ran a 400, right?
Yes. Yeah,
so you have
it's like the first the set of three.
You have a first 100 is the curve.
The first 300
straight. That's that 100.
I was
and then
like
the curve again, and then the straight away.
I was like zoom. I passed one person.
Take off.
Zoom. Past the next person. I was like, yeah.
I can't see
zoom.
You. Yeah.
Past
you know
the third
why?
Person.
They were over there pacing themselves, running, striding like their coaches told them, and you over here. Yeah, I'm winning. Oh my gosh, I'm winning.
And then that last 100, I was literally freaking doing the thought walk on that last freaking 100. And my coach did me so fucking dirty because I never practiced it at practice. I never done a 400 before. Never even practiced. Like, how are you going to put me in a fucking 400? You didn't even tell me to stride. You told, like, you just put me in expecting, like, I'm supposed to know.
Athletes, that's what being an athlete is. So are you telling me you're not an athlete then?
Man, I'm going to just tell you I hate running.
Well, guess what? Look, we had the same. Remember I told you the story? We had the same, kind of like the same story. I ain't never ran a what was it, 400? I ain't never ran a 400. Track me, Kenwood. I remember it.
What? I don't think you told me this story.
No, this was the place for, I forgot what it was, something. But it was like, you know how you could place from first to through eighth?
Yeah.
And you still get a medal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I came in eighth. But listen,
well, at least you got a fucking
medal.
It was
out of my heat, though.
I didn't get
out of
no
my
medal.
Out of my heat, I came in first. But out of like all the heats, there was eight heats, I came in eighth.
Okay, well, at least
my time.
Well, you got a medal. I didn't.
But that's what I'm saying. Listen, so you had the opposite freaking experience when you have never ran a 400. My 400 was actually pretty good. I actually ran a 53. No, I ain't run no 53. Mm-hmm. I lied. 56.
Mama's probably like a minute or something. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you right now.
Ain't bad.
I don't know. I don't, probably 2 minutes. I don't know. That last freaking stride or that last 100, I was literally walking. And I was like running but walking. I was like, and then I just look in the side of me and I can just see people like low-key laughing. And I'm like, bro, I'm embarrassing myself so bad. So after that, I had to sit out.
I wish I would have seen that.
I sat on the
Nobody recorded?
I don't know. But I sat on the floor because my legs felt like noodles. Like I couldn't get up. And then mind you, I think I had pneumonia during that freaking
I remember Nia was talking about how you had some type of,
so maybe I'm gonna blame it on the pneumonia. It wasn't me. Okay. I think I would have done better if I had pneumonia. I didn't even know I had pneumonia until like think it was like a few days later, and I felt sick.
Even then, everybody knows you stride that mug.
I didn't know.
And then
know.
At the end, you straight book it.
I don't care.
Or try to. I don't to, care. At least.
Everyone knows I was a fucking cheerleader. I don't do that shit. I was a cheerleader and I was a pole vaulter. I freaking was like, pole vaulting was nothing compared to no 400s. I just had to run a little bit to get over the freaking pole.
You should have just did high jump.
Oh, how about you try pole vaulting?
I don't know how you took a stick and ran and jumped over.
Of upper muscle and I literally had a lot of upper muscle because, you know, with cheerleading, I did a lot of arm work.
You saying it like this was when I was in high school, you when know I was what? A buck 80. Like,
you know what would be funny? We should go to a high school and ask if you could just do the pole vault. Let's do a video.
Let's just go do high jump. Let's stick to what I normally could do.
To do a pole vault, just to go and do it.
Girl, I'm not bringing my big ass over no mother. I'm not doing that. I'm going to break the stick. The stick, as soon as it goes up, it's going to. And then what? Disability again. No, I'm not doing that.
Man, the doctor's going to be like, what's wrong? Well, I went to the high school.
So yeah, I tried to see my wife. She was, you know, she told me she wanted me to go do this pole vault thing and see what happened was I thought I could do it and I ended up like snapping that thing. Bro, like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm going to hurt my back and be out for like 3 weeks.
No, speaking of it, not speaking of it. So speaking of this weekend, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
My predictions for Super Bowl Sunday.
Man, I think Taylor Swift's going to win.
Honestly, no. I saw the whole debate with her favorite number is 13, da-da-da-da. Anyways, that's feeling 22. I was about to say
20. Yeah.
Anyway, she said her lucky number, I guess, is 13, right? And they were saying because it's Super Bowl 58, what's 5 plus 8? Or 8 plus 5, whatever.
13.
Dang. Crazy, huh? But there was other, like, I guess she's flying.
Damn, people are really thinking
outside the box. She's flying from Tokyo all the way to Vegas. Guess how long the how long the flight is?
How long?
13.
Dang.
So, and I saw her interview where she, like, 13 was her favorite number type thing. But yeah, no, I have a feeling everybody's counting out, like, Brock Purdy and, like,
you don't know.
I really don't know. But I feel like the 49ers can win it.
I feel like they're both good teams.
They are good.
They're both good. So it's definitely going to be a good game to watch.
It ain't my...
Oh, 30. But birthday.
Yeah, it ain't my dirty.
I cannot believe you're going to be 30 this year. I literally... I was talking about it when I went to go get my nails done today. Because I guess he was talking about, like, the party life or whatever. And, like, he doesn't do the party life anymore.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, my husband, when he was 21, he stopped doing the partying. And he was like, 21? He was still young. I said, well, he did a lot of partying back in the day. You know, my husband's about to be 30. And then I'm like, wait, my husband's about to be 30? We've been together for a long
time. I stopped partying at 21? I was partying.
You was 21 when we met. You were about to be 22.
But I was still going out in Nashville.
Yeah, but
I think it was
not when we met.
No, it wasn't. It just wasn't like that. After we met. Well, yeah, before we met, I was still going out.
Well, no, I know before. I'm talking about when we met. You wanted to act like a fucking grandpa.
Yeah.
Like, he literally was like...
You talking about those parties that where you go and there's, like, a lot of people and you getting twerked on by girls and in the dark and then you just, like, you just sit up on the back of the wall, kick back, just watch people like this.
Man, I don't even know why the hell I went to those parties. I was like, dang. I ain't going to them parties. I have social anxiety now to the point where it's like when I go to a freaking party, like what we went to a party recently, and we was like, what the fuck? It brought back so many memories, and I was like low key freaking out.
It's not even like it ain't my vibe no more, like them parties like that.
I will only pop out to a party if it's for like a friend celebration. But you won't see me like doing the old stuff, like drinking up all the damn punch that they have there and getting freaking fucked up. And
man, you remember at Fort Hood where I was tore up on the wall?
I feel like we don't really like drinking like that no more.
We don't really drink as much.
We don't. We're kind of more of like the wine side, but we don't even drink like at all, to be honest. Like we stop that, and like nothing against it. Like if we have,
if it's special occasions, probably like this weekend.
Like this weekend, we probably will. And I'll probably be freaking lit because I'm a lightweight. For my friends that are watching this, I was a lightweight in high school, lightweight in college, and I'm still a lightweight. So that's why I think I really that's why I don't like drinking, because I just feel like when you drink, it's like it takes so much control over your body, and it's kind of like, okay, why am I feeling like this? But it does help my social anxiety.
Yeah.
Like if I'm around a lot of people, I need a cocktail or something.
I know what else helps your social anxiety.
What? Bro, shut up. You're so annoying. Dang.
What? I'm talking about that gas.
Well, whatever. Shut up. Anyways, skirt. On to the next question.
Don't know what they're talking about. What is she talking about?
Oh, shut up. Oh, my God.
What kind of squeal was that?
Oh my God, I just literally brought my drink down and it like poured all over my freaking butt. Yay me. Love that for me.
Honestly, for
real. But man, it's so crazy. I feel like every day we really are like thinking back and we're just like, dang, we're literally getting old.
For real. Well, I'm literally saying RIP to my 20s
like,
this year.
Yeah,
guys.
This age is not old. Like I keep telling Gabby,
I'm like, bro, I'm not old.
I just feel like we're getting at an age where it's like, dang, I never thought I would be in a place in my life where I'd be like, yeah, I don't like drinking. Because when I used to drink, I used to enjoy it. I used to like love parties. I used to go out. And that's probably why like a lot of my friends don't see me now. It's because like I don't really enjoy like partying and stuff. And if I have a get together or something at the house, because we love to bring everyone together again. And I miss my friends and I want to see them. I have like a little get together game night, right? So wait.
You said little get together.
I'm just saying when I do little get togethers, after
who does little get together, because we don't ever do a little get together. It's always a big
it is always a big get together.
It's like a damn house party in this month.
Well, look, we do those little parties and bring everyone together for games and all that, but I'm gonna tell you right now, you ain't gonna see me for like another 2 months or so after that, because
it's like 5 months before we have nothing get together.
Or not even. I think it's just because like my anxiety and like your social anxiety just goes, and you know, but I do love having them here and there. I just don't enjoy them all the time. Like,
I would say we would normally have a Super Bowl get together or something, but it's
But this year we're kind of like, oh, we wanted to go out of town, and obviously when I come back from Austin,
we'll be back before the Super Bowl.
But you know, when you're on a trip, you don't want to just like throw a party when you come back from a trip. It's kind of like, oh no, jet lag. You want to relax and you want to unwind. You don't want to do nothing. So it's like I'd rather just spend time with family and just be lazy. Lazy. I love that. Oh, I love those days.
Sundays are lazy days.
That's why I'm like, a Sunday on a Super Bowl, I want to be on my, I'll be on a couch with a blanket and eat some wings, watch the Super Bowl.
Eat some wings.
And literally be unbothered.
Wasted.
No, not wasted. Just like.
Wasted.
Like, do not disturb energy.
Wasted.
And it's crazy because I tell so many people, I'm like, I'm such an introvert, but I'm an extrovert.
You're more like
an extrovert. I'm an extrovert around the right people. Whatever. Look at you. You're a major introvert.
Who?
You. You hate like going places.
Yeah. I had to run a whole bunch of errands today, guys, and I just wanted to come home For real. Like, I just...
When you're out, you're like, okay, one store, or you got to go, like, yeah, one thing. Yeah, you want to come straight home. No, this man...
I try to literally...
Stop procrastinating.
I will literally try to go in a store and hurry up and come out.
He procrastinates get in, get out. So much where he...
I don't procrastinate. Not like that.
You could have got some of the stuff you got done today. You could have got done earlier than the week and not have to do it all at once. This man likes to, like, procrastinate, wait till the last minute, and then literally be, like, exhausted by the end of the day.
It's, but I'm not tired.
You tired. You're tired.
Okay, I'm a little tired. You know what was crazy is when I came in and I gave you your Valentine, like, asking you to be my Valentine. And then the van, Nova was like, where's mine?
Nova did that?
No, I'm just saying. I could tell in their face. Remember Nevaeh?
Yeah, Nevaeh was so upset. Jay literally asked him. Nothing. He came and surprised me with some balloons, and he got me a Stanley Cup. Guys, isn't this freaking crazy?
Yeah.
I was so shocked.
Yeah, don't get used to that.
Anyways.
I was only got that just to ask you to be my
Oh, that's the only time I'm going to get a freaking Stanley Cup.
That's the only time I'm going to get you anything, the Stanley.
No, but when he got me that, Nevaeh was like so mad. She, I guess she like put the blanket over her head or something. I don't know. She got so mad and I looked at her. I was like, what's wrong? And I was like, are you sad? Because daddy asked me to be his Valentine. She's like, yeah, he didn't ask me. And then Jay comes, he comes and he's like, I didn't forget about my girls, and got them like a little Stitch Squishmallow with them.
Yeah, because they're on this Stitch era right now. Oh, like, Nova. Stitch is going hard right now. Catch up on that wave.
I don't know why. Dude, I've been seeing wave. Stitch everywhere. And when I see Stitch.
Hey, Stitch is coming in. Hey, they're going to make a name. What's the next movie?
I know.
When's the next movie? Because we're going.
And Moana 2 is coming. Oh my gosh.
But I hope it's good. It ain't what they said that was going to happen, right?
No, it's not. They're gonna do the cartoon again. Know. Yeah, but other than that, yeah. Every time I see Stitch, I immediately get it for the kids, because Nevaeh, and then Nova likes to do everything Nevaeh does. Crazy.
So I already knew. Let me go ahead and get two of these Stitches, because they're gonna keep fighting over.
Yeah, it's
so.
Like we have to get two of everything, and it's I never crazy. Thought
like
we were gonna.
We ain't got no twins like that. I mean, we got Irish twins, but they ain't like.
But Jeremiah and Nevaeh are completely different. Where like Jeremiah, he's in his Ninja Turtle era. Yeah. Nevaeh's in her Stitch era. So now, but Nova likes everything. She likes Moana. She likes Encanto. She likes Cocomelon.
She likes Ninja Turtle.
Like, oh, she likes everything Jeremiah. That girl, you can get her anything.
I don't know about Ninja Turtles, but she likes Mario.
Yeah, she just likes everything. Like, it's that girl.
She likes colors.
Yeah, she like just.
Bright, vibrant colors.
Mm-hmm. So she's kind of like very easy to shop for. That's why, like, I'm making them Valentine baskets. Did you see the closet, like the big bag of stuff in my closet?
Okay.
That big bag of stuff is all the kids.
Yeah. Yeah, guys. There's been some packages coming to the house lately, and I've been wondering what the heck these were, because I thought we were done with packages because Christmas is over. But no, it's not over. She's still ordering stuff.
Did you get actually my package from the
the
mailbox?
What?
Oh, no, I have a package in there, but don't open it.
I think there's a package in the front, too.
Oh, well, anywho, yeah, so I'm making them Valentine baskets, you know, I'm that extra mom. I like to make those baskets. They're so easy. And
you know,
like,
what?
I just love
them. I say it's cool getting your kids something for Valentine's.
It doesn't heal your inner child. It heals my inner child.
I didn't get stuff.
That's why it heals your inner child, because you love to give. I love to give to my kids because, yeah. Like, even though, like, my mom couldn't afford everything, like, she still tried to make things happen, even if it was from, like, Dollar General or it was a dollar thing. Like, I did not care.
I think I got some candies and stuff.
You know what my dad used to do?
Oh, come to the school?
He would come to the school with some balloons and chocolate. Like, that made me feel so special. I was in middle school, and I used to, like, rub it in my friends, and I'm like, yeah, my dad's here. They called me to the front.
Hey, you remember in school where you used to get the little, what were they called? Cards that you open up, yeah. And little candy.
Did you guys ever have those? Did you ever have those, like, you buy a crush candy anonymously?
Anonymously.
I would get, like, three or four of those every time.
Well, I didn't get any of those because I was on them.
I'm over here saying I would get.
Yeah, you was on your stuff. Like, I was a bald headed boy. Dad, mom.
Yo.
They had to be, they did me dirty with a buzz cut, and I ain't have crushes like that.
Your dad would cut your curls. Yeah. He definitely.
Man, like, I had all this nice hair that I could have been utilizing as a kid. That's why Jeremiah.
He was bald. Y'all, he has beautiful hair. His dad would cut him bald and did him dirty. But you know what? Yeah, you was a little ugly little boy. Okay. Just kidding. But the glow up is real.
The glow up happened in high school, honestly. I feel like that's literally where
I remember girls talking about it. It was like some of his old friends or whatever. They used to be like, yeah, when he had all the braids and stuff, he was okay looking, but when he had his, when he cut off all his hair and had the fade, they were like, "Ooh, J. Kelly, looking at." Oh my gosh, man!
You know, that's another thing. People like, people here in Clarksville, they call me, they say J. Kelly. Like,
they don't even say J. They say J. Kelly.
But if you think, if you're the out from the outside looking in, saying my full name is like, it sounds dope.
Yeah, because it's just Jay. It's so funny.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's just so funny. Jay. There was one time where someone was like, is your name really just JR? Like, was your mom like, okay, alphabets, let me pick JR? No, I'm just kidding. I think I seen someone say that.
No, I just get my middle, guys, y'all.
Well, his middle name middle is name. From his grandpa.
My middle name got passed down.
Mm-hmm. Like, from generations. And we had to keep the generation going with Jeremiah. So his middle name is R. I know a lot of people are going to be like, well, is that, it's just R, or is it something else? I swear,
every time somebody says, you know how when you're signing something and it says, put your full name?
Yeah.
And I'll put my full name, and then the guy will say, come on, man, it says put your full name. Why'd you put your initial? I said, excuse me? You said put my full name. I said, that's my full name. You want anything else?
Dang.
Yeah, I literally had to tell the dude. I said, excuse me? You're going to tell me what my middle name is?
You're like, my middle name is R.
My middle name is R, okay?
It's just R. You know what makes it worse is that his last name is Kelly. So
I don't want to hear it.
Kelly.
I don't want to hear
R.
it.
R. Kelly.
Bro. I don't want to hear it. Look.
It used to be a good thing back in the day.
Hey.
But now it's like, that's like, you can't. It's not a flex. It's not a flex.
Hey, the motherfucker still could sing, though.
He could. He could, hey. But he's still a little nasty. He
get back, bro.
He's wrong for the
I ain't the R. Kelly that on the TV. I'm J. R. Kelly. That's all I'm going to say. Don't call me no R. Kelly.
Hey, now everyone's gonna be like, wait, your middle name R?
Man, none of y'all knew. Now y'all know. Hey, look, us having this podcast, y'all gonna learn a lot of stuff about us, huh?
A lot. Oh, you wanna know my middle name? My middle name is Irene.
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 There's not many Irenes out there, so it's a flex.
I don't know. I've seen some.
Well, I don't know a lot of Irenes.
Irene, but
Irene is so unique.
You know the army uses Irene.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Really?
Yeah, we go. We say Irene a lot. Of
like what?
I don't know.
I was like, what? What the hell does that mean?
There's code words. Like, you never, there's a whole bunch of code words.
Whatever.
No, for real. I swear I heard in army terminology. Like, I don't know. Maybe it was just in the movies.
You said maybe it was just
I heard somebody say Irene. You know what I'm saying? So I'm pretty sure.
That is so funny. We always said, too, like, if we have another boy, we would name him. He wants a junior. And I'm just like.
Man, I don't really know. I just honestly, I don't know. I don't even know.
Oh my, dude, why you?
Sorry.
You literally sneezed and it literally looked like you're getting electrocuted.
That no, it tickled my left nostril. Something tickled my left.
I'm so surprised you didn't say uvula.
No. When I cough, that's when the uvula gets.
He always says something about his uvula. And I'm like, what the fuck? You're so weird. He is.
See,
so
the transility of my transquility. Saying words that don't even make sense.
Some say. Bro, we have to show them that YouTube video.
No, we don't.
We have to. He has a YouTube video. If you guys can probably find it.
You know what's crazy?
You guys are detectives.
You know what's crazy? No. Don't say nothing.
Tell them they some detectives. Go find that YouTube video from Austin
Peay.
Do you
know what's crazy? Is that YouTube video that I was talking about. Remember I was talking about how college athletes should get paid?
Yeah.
What's happening now to college athletes? They have NIL deals. Means they get paid.
Yeah.
Them mugs get paid.
That is true.
And I was literally on that. My whole thing, because I was taking a speech class in at Austin Peay, and I had to do a whole YouTube video because I forgot what happened. I think it was a snow day, and we had to record. Since we didn't go in to do our presentation, mm-hmm. all we had to do is record it on YouTube, upload it on YouTube, and put his class code or whatever so he could see it, and we get a grade. And that was kind of like our public speaking, because I took public speaking because I wanted to
learn how to like talk in front of
people. Talk in front of people and stop being so shy. So that's why I am I do the stuff that I do today, because I took, you know, things like that. Oh,
it helped because you were shy.
You being shy? Yeah, I mean, I'm not shy, but when I got all eyes looking on me and it's like when I see people laughing, I'm like, damn, they're laughing at me. But then now I'm not shy at all.
Yeah, you're not shy at all.
Hey, once I get going, I'm going, baby.
Yeah, he ain't shy no more.
I kind of have that attitude where it's like, I don't give a fuck what you say or think.
Yeah, I think that's why we kind of just do us.
That's why we do it. That's why we
look. He's weird to people, he's weird to people. He's like the definition of, like, if I were to tell him, like, he does not care. He doesn't care what people think of him, which I think is so great. You know, it makes people upset sometimes because they're just like, man, they want to get under your skin.
They
want to
get a reaction. Like, I when you see me out in public, if a lot of people see me in public, you'd think I'm some totally different dude because I'm like chill, laid back. But that's just how I am in public, because I'm around people that I'm just like, I don't know.
But he has to get comfortable around you to show that side. What I mean? But of course, you probably gonna catch him being silly and crazy out in public when he's with eventually. Us.
Yeah. If I'm with them,
but if he's by himself, stupid. He's all quiet.
I'm quiet. I'll just be to myself. I'm trying to get to one place to the next and get the out,
because he's always like looking at his surroundings too.
Oh yeah. Hey, I just noticed something today. Guess who else does that?
Who?
Nevaeh.
Really?
She always looks around.
She's nosy, but I look around too, though.
She looks around. She listens to people's conversations. She does exactly what I do.
She be nosy. She be listening to everything. They know everything. Mm-hmm. Like I can't even hide nothing in this house because she'll be like.
But I mean, it's good.
She knows. She hears things, and she's like, oh yeah, they're definitely getting me something. Like she can hear it under our breath.
That's the bad part.
I could be like trying to have a surprise. It's so hard to surprise them.
Yeah, it is, because she be trying to find.
That's why I hide stuff in my closet. But I'm like, they could literally go in there and just be like, oh, mom got me this for Christmas. Remember in Christmas, they peeped a dang gift
in there,
and I was like, dang, man, they freaking found out. It's like, dang, we need a room where it's locked up
our security.
A room that's locked up with all the stuff that.
But no, I mean, it's good. I mean, I feel like it's a good thing that Nevaeh is like more aware.
Yeah.
Of her surroundings, which, I mean, hey, it's cool. I mean, I wanted that for Jeremiah, but
Jeremiah kind of like,
hopefully that'll come with him. Because
Jeremiah's kind of like, I don't care. He doesn't care.
Boy, like,
he'll literally walk into a wall and he'll be like, oh, crap.
Well, all right, guys, we're going to go ahead and wrap up today's episode of Mom Said, Dad Said. We hope you guys enjoyed today's conversation, because it's time for me to go to sleep, guys. I don't know about you, but I'm going to sleep. You feel me?
And you guys better stay tuned, because we are going to be having some upcoming guests. Not next episode, but there is going to be upcoming guests coming real soon. Man, honestly,
we got some fun things coming later on in 2024. You know, of course, for the podcast itself, we'll have, you know, a whole bunch of guests on here. But yeah, we got a guest coming pretty soon next month. It's going to be pretty fun. Can't wait, baby. Yay, yay. But until next time, guys. Hey, y'all stay safe and stay blessed.
Bye, y'all. Love y'all.
Oh, stay black.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. Ooh.